Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 107. 117. And so we're going to our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. And I've been saying it for 100 and how many times? So by this time you've been listening to me, then you should be able to say it with me. How do you say it? Come on, let's go. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then we buttress it with James 1:12. And what is in James 1:12? Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Huh? Why should I deceive myself? But if you are a hearer only, it says that already you are deceiving your own self. So I'm talking about how to approach the word and how to renew your mind. You have to approach the word as a doer. You are approaching the word and saying, word, whatever you say, I've already said. And if you not heard all the episodes and this is your first episode, please go back and into the archives and draw up. There is treasure there for you. Then you understand that this word I'm talking about, it is alive. For the word of God is quick and powerful. That quick there is not fast, but that it is alive. The word of God is a living organism. The word is alive. Because the word is alive, what the word says to you, what the word says to you, if you run with it, you are running with a living thing. So I've said that when the Bible says to you that, what in 1 Corinthians says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and say, oh, my body, God, he can have my spirit, but my body, my boyfriend, it's for my boyfriend, he can use it. Then you now even move higher into things where they even do swapping of boyfriends and girlfriends and to weird things. And you see, the body says that whatever you train it with, that is how it will go. If you train the body to know how to sleep with multiple men, it will. Train the body to sleep with multiple women, it will do that. You train your body as a man to sleep with other men, it will do that. You train your body to sleep with animals, it will do that. You have no desire for men, but for animals. For the chicken that is walking in your house and for the dog in your house. Imagine that. But that is the training. That was the food you were feeding the body. The body is used to that kind of food. You know, sometimes when I remember once I got to this airport, I was traveling out of the country and I got to the airport. And I said, no, what's that? The smell, the stench. Oh my God. I said, no way. What is that? Then they said to me that somebody was traveling with that thing. It is their traditional food. So somebody you cook, enter somebody's house, the person is cooking this traditional food. It had taken over the whole airport. They had used what kind of anti-whatever. They have done everything, and yet the stench was there. And that is somebody calls it food. Somebody calls snake food. Somebody calls frog food. Somebody calls dog food. You see? And somebody calls leaves, green leaves food, and eats nothing. Will not eat any meat but that. Say, I'm a vegetarian, and that is it. And somebody say, how can that be food? that green leaf is that which is given to food to eat. Animals eat them so that we will eat the animals. So what you train your body that way, train your body to eat in the night, it will continually ask for food in the night. So whatever you train your body with, that is how it will go. So that's why the word says that be ye doers of the word. Approach the word of God as a doer. Or say, I am a doer of the word. Are you hearing me say, I am a doer of the word? Say, I am not a hearer only. Say, I hear. Yes, I hear. But I also do. And therefore, I approach the word of God as a doer. When I'm coming towards the word itself is saying, hey, the doer has come. The doer is approaching the word. This girl, when she sits and reads whatever she reads, she will put it into practice. Why wouldn't the word open up to you? Why wouldn't the word open up and say, come, take all of me? Why wouldn't the word open up to you? Because you are a doer of the word. And the word knows it's alive. It can see when you're coming to it. Whether you are one who is coming to look at it and go and argue and say, but who is the wife? Who married Cain? How did Cain give birth? That kind of thing. And you are not there to be a doer of the word. I see doers of the word who are hearing me. You are a doer of the word. You're blessed by...